to see a real move of God. It will not be, those kind of responsibilities simply won't be given to people that can't be trusted with it. I want to qualify. I can't be happy. I couldn't be happy if I was in a church of 1,000 people without revival. It's possible to have 1,000 people and not have a revival. There are churches that have that many people that do not have any semblance of authentic revival. Maybe we can define authentic revival a little bit tonight, and we got some videos. I have been inspired to go back again and re-examine the Welsh revival and the Hesperides revival because of where the gospel is going in the world out of here. It's made me want to look at all these different nations and see what the Lord is doing around the world. So we got a couple of video presentations that are very short, but they are significant tonight, and they all concern revival. And so everybody that can you just look at that thing back there? You don't have to go back to it, but there's pins all over it from places all over the world. I wanted to know where the Netherlands were, because there's a revival taking place in the Netherlands, which is extreme northern Netherlands in Holland. There's a revival taking place there. I wanted to know some of these places where we're going, some of these seemingly out-of-the-way places, and see what the Lord is doing. Praise God. And the more I go to these places online and examine what God is doing in these places, it just thrills me to be a little bitty part of what the Lord is doing around the world. The thrill is to know that after all of these years and many, many tears, that we're seeing fruit. Amen. We're not seeing fruit in the American Christian attitude, because you just got to have somehow obtained high impact, very entertaining something to move people here, because this is a consumer driven and we've been given a gospel that doesn't produce revival. It cannot produce revival. It's not authentic. It's not biblical, but there is a real, there is a genuine, it's taking place. Down in Uganda, where Ibi Amin, maybe next week, we'll go to Uganda and see what the Lord is doing in Uganda. What a mighty move of God has come to that terrible, awful, politicized, political pressure through Idi Amin, this terrible carnage, AIDS riveted place. They're now having healing, Sean, of AIDS reported in Uganda. Documented healings of HIV in Uganda. They've got in the police force, in the parliament, Christians that are bringing their faith into the government of Uganda. It's an incredible move of God. God sovereignly moving by His Spirit. So I just want to give you a preview of what you're in for tonight, because we're going to talk about revival. I'm only going to read one scripture tonight. I may mention about 150, but I'm going to only read one scripture tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm beginning to understand why I am the way I am. You know what Popeye said? I am what I am, and that's all that I am. Praise God. Well, I'm beginning to figure me out a little bit. And figure out why that I can't just preach a sermonette, call it done. Why bother pushing for more? Why the big challenge? Why always challenging for 37 years in this ministry alone? Why the challenge is always there? It's always there because God has not called me to just keep people happy and not rock the boat. He's called me to something else tonight. He's called us to something else. And I am convinced, and I believe Sean will bear me out back there, that if I wasn't the way that I am, there'd be no point in you guys hanging out here. I believe you're here because there is a challenge, because we know there's more to church than just the gospel program and the gospel show on Sunday morning. Can you say amen? I believe that's why Brother Taylor's here. He knows the Word of God. Amen. He knows what this is. He knows what God's Word is declaring. And God is asking more of us than just to show up on Sunday and go our merry way. He's asking us to live for Him fervently. And so, having said that tonight, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this service. I thank You for the people that have taken time to come back. I thank You for what we're going to see and hear tonight. to inspire all of us that are here in this service to pray and to seek your face. Lord, for a revival in our own personal life, a revival in this church, a revival in this community, a revival in this county, a revival in this state, a revival in the United States, a revival in our world. We are in the kingdom for such a time as this. And Father, we pray tonight we will get a sense, Lord, of how vast your mighty, mighty work is around the world and how quick it's all coming to a culmination of the soon coming of Jesus. We give you the praise for it, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Let's sing two or three songs and then we'll get into the video and the one scripture I promised tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your story? Amen. This is my story and I'm sticking to it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the story I have to tell. I'm sticking to it. How about you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Brother Taylor, you got to help us with this. You got to. You got to. I can't sing it without thinking of your... So come help us with it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In fact, you and Rose come together. You're a unit. I see you as a, you know, I see you as one. Praise the Lord. Come and get this mic. It won't come to you. So you're going to have to come right here. And if you just stand beside each other. But I want you to take this mic because I got the other one right here. Amen. Because I really believe this couple would rather have Jesus than silver or gold. Amen. And I believe that's why the Lord has blessed them with, you know, it's not some big mansion. I always embellish things a little bit, but they've got a wonderful home and they have a wonderful marriage. They have a wonderful ministry, not just in what they do for the Lord in the gospel itself, but in their example to others. Amen. I'm inspired because they are walking this thing out in their life. And I know they're not perfect. I'm not, you're not, we're not. We're being perfected. But I know that they're faithful, and I know that they love God, they love Jesus Christ, and they want to walk it out in their life. And it's not easy to do that, particularly in these days when it seems steeper. The journey home seems to be getting a little steeper because it's against the flow and against the wind. But one thing that helps us to continue on is to keep Jesus where he needs to be in our life. Amen. I'd rather have him than silver and gold. Hallelujah. Give him praise. There's the words if you need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, when I hear it sung from hearts, I heard a song on the way to church, and it was a good, upbeat, kind of funky Christian song. But I don't know if it was from the heart or not. I couldn't tell. But when I hear it from the heart, I heard Amazing Grace from the heart this morning. Yeah. Praise God. And I know the man who's singing it means every single word of it. And it makes all the difference to me. Can you say, man? That's how God is. It's all about the heart. And that's why that great song, I'm Coming Back to the Heart of Worship, is such a great song, so appropriate to the church in America in general. And there are churches that are getting it right, but there are churches that are very, very happy and satisfied with business as usual. But when churches get what I call divinely disturbed, divine dissatisfaction, where Jesus said, there's more than what you're doing to your faith. And there's more than what you're seeing and more than what you're experiencing, amen, in me. And I want to challenge you and call you to come into that more. Praise God. That's what I want. How about you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I am what I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's sing one more tonight, whatever you choose. All right. Yeah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many expect to receive a crown tonight, by the way? Crown of, you know, I got a whole sermon on each one of those crowns mentioned in Scripture. They're kind of brought together in a in a particular book of the Bible, and there they are, crown of righteousness, crown of glory, crown of life, crowns worth running full out to receive tonight. And yet when we receive them, I believe there's a literal and a spiritual. The reason I believe there's a literal, because the 420 elders are doing something with theirs.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? That's why I know there's a literal, figurative, and spiritual application to those crowns. They are laying those crowns because any achievement in our life to be worthy of the victor's wreath is all because of Jesus. So they're not wearing them, sporting them down Glory Avenue. You won't see one person with a literal crown on their head. I love that song, Crown Him with Many Crowns. Can you say, man, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. They're taking their crowns, casting them at the feet of Jesus, because all victory is because of him and what he did at the cross and what he's doing right now. He ever lives to make intercession for you and me. Can you say amen? That's why you're standing today. You thought it was your great faith, your great... No, it's because someone is standing up. Hallelujah. When you, every time you're about to fall down. Praise God. Isn't it good to know when you feel about to fall down, Jesus is standing up. Hallelujah. That's why when the first Christian martyr is being stoned, he sees something. He sees Jesus standing. Can you say amen? Not just to honor him, but to intercede for him. Hallelujah. He said, I see heaven opened, and I see Jesus standing. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's a gracious and good God tonight. We fall down and lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be his wonderful name tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank you for singing from the heart tonight. Praise God. And thank you, Michael. And thank you, Sean. That drum just adds something for me. I can't explain it. Amen. I've tried to make up for it with a tambourine, but it's not the same. Praise the Lord. Would you come just a minute? Now, you can read fine print, can't you, in just a moment? I want Sean to read a scripture. And I want to make a statement before we have a two or three video things here tonight, because the theme that we're talking about here tonight is revival, and this is all about revival. And amazing that just a handful of us are here tonight to hear the message that God has designated to be about revival. But it's not unusual for that to happen. There have been churches that started experiencing revival that a whole bunch of people left when they did. You know why? Because it broke the pattern they were used to. They just didn't. They were so used to the rut they were in, they wanted everything to happen the way it had always happened. And a lot of people are in a rut. They're not going to break their routines to follow up on some grand service. Can you say, man, it's just not my routine to do that. I don't care what God says. I don't care what God does. This is not part of my routine. Well, see, it's the routine that has to be interrupted in order for God to send revival. If he can't interrupt our routine, we'll never see revival. It has to happen. Amen. So I want the Lord to continually interrupt any routines I get in that hinder revival. Amen. I believe in revival. I want to see a revival. If I couldn't believe it was possible in this generation, I've met people don't believe America can have one. They've written America off. Amen. They're just ready to pull the plug. But I have a scripture that I still claim. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Amen. Could you read Isaiah 64, please? This is a prayer for revival. It's a prayer for God to come down. It's a prayer by someone who's stirred enough to want to break the routine and said the only thing that's going to really change anything is if God himself comes down. Isaiah 64.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens, that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. And when the melting fire burneth, the fire causeth the waters to boil, to make thy name known to thy adversaries, that the nations may tremble at thy presence. When thou didst terrible things which we looked not for, thou camest down, the mountains flowed down at thy presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither have the eyes seen, O God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. That thou meetest him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. Behold, thou art wroth, for we have sinned, and those in is conscience, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all are unrighteous, are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name, that stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, that has consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we all are the work of thy hand. Be not wroth very sore, O Lord, neither remember iniquity forever. Behold, see, we beseech thee. We are all thy people. The holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness, Jerusalem a desolation. Our holy and our beautiful house, where our fathers praise thee, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Wilt thou refrain thyself from these things, O Lord? Wilt thou hold thy peace and afflict us very sore?
Thank you. Praise the Lord. A lot of stuff in there, isn't there? Do you recognize the New Testament counterpart? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Not about heaven, is it? About a move of God. It's about a move of God. Yeah, I said it's about a move of God, a present day move of God. It's not about heaven, it's about here and now. You might hear it at a funeral, and you can use it at a funeral, okay, but it's not really about heaven. It goes on to say, but he hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. When God's Spirit moves like that, praise God. There's so much in this chapter, but it begins with a heart cry for a genuine, authentic move of God. It's when people get tired of the routine and get tired of just going to church and never seeing anything of the manifest presence of God. And said, Lord, you did it before, and we believe that you're well capable of doing it again. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Well, let me read this to you, and you can cue this up. It is a video, and you can look right up here. But we've been talking a lot about the Welsh revival. And it's inspiring me, because after that, there was another revival in James and the Hesperides, and a mighty revival. And the people that were eyewitnesses to this saw what God can and will do. And if he ever did it, he can do it again. Can you say amen? And he's done it before, and it was a result of people praying. Amen. Two ladies, one blind and one cripple, begin to pray in the midst of this revival. I'll bring you their testimony one night. Two ladies in a village, one blind and one crippled, begin to pray that God would send a particular preacher to come. And they come, ask him to come, and he said, no, I can't come. I don't feel led of the Lord. I'm not coming. And they said, oh, he's coming. Can you say amen? He's coming. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And he was in the middle of a meeting and stopped everything and said, I got to go there. And God's sending me. Praise God. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And listen, one blind and one cripple. If two ladies, one blind and one cripple. I'll bring that. We'll bring it here and show it to you. Sunday night's going to be Stir Us, O God, night. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when true revival comes, it doesn't stop with the people that it initially revives. It begins to touch others. Out of those revivals, there's reverberations, there's ripples. You know, if you look up here, there's a little state on that map called Florida, and all those pins go all over the world where the gospel's going out of here. Incredible, praise God. Has to be the hand of the Lord. We couldn't pull it off. There's too many websites for 160,000 people to just show up at ours. Amen. Amen? If God didn't send them, they'd never find us. In the millions that are online, because it's not like some national evangelist, amen, that they're typing it in. I believe God was in us not changing our name. I believe he saw what was going to happen back when we wanted to change our name to the church of what's happening now. Can you say, man? And God just wouldn't let us. He let us hold that. Oh, we got criticized over the Holy Church of God. Amen. Because they didn't like that word holy. And now there's churches that lose the word Calvary, cross. They don't even, I mean, it just loses everything. And they use these vague terms because we don't want to seem too religious while appealing to people to get saved. Can you say, what a. I started to say croc, but I don't know if crocodile is the right word to use. Can you say amen? You didn't get that. You probably won't. Maybe you shouldn't get it. Can you say amen? But real revival. Let me read you something that happened in 2004. And these are, I didn't know in India, in a part of India, in the northeastern part of India, extreme northeastern part, there is a tribe called the Homar tribe, not Ben Homar. He's from Indonesia. But they were headhunters. I thought you had to go to the Philippines or Africa to find headhunters. But they were headhunters. And there was in the paper, there was in 2004, it said Indian, from India now, headhunters sing Welsh hymns in Cardiff this weekend for the centennial of the 1904 West Welsh Revival. Why are Indian headhunters, ex-headhunters, can you say amen? Why are they coming to Cardiff in 1904 to mark the 100th anniversary, amen, our 1904 Welsh Revival, when they came there October 28th. This was published Thursday, October 28th, 2004. What are they doing coming from India to Cardiff to sing hymns of the Welsh Revival? Incredible. Well, it said until 1910, the ancient Homar tribespeople of northeast India were infamous headhunters. Now a group of Homar tribes have come to Cardiff, Wales this weekend, that's 2004, October 28th, to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Welsh Revival and to offer their thanks to Wales for bringing them the gospel of Jesus Christ a century ago. They haven't forgot. This ancient tribe were infamous headhunters, but were powerfully impacted by a solitary Welsh missionary, a product of that revival. Watkins Roberts visited the Homars. Anybody heard of Watkins Roberts? Me neither. Listen, everybody that God uses don't get on national television and don't publish books for the Christian bookstore. Amen. One man got saved in that revival in Wales. in the Welsh revival, rather. And armed only with a copy of John's gospel. He didn't have a full Bible. He had a copy of the gospel of John. He visited the Homars. And he himself had been overwhelmed by the events of the 1904 Welsh revival. And now 100 years later, the Homars have come to Wales to celebrate the 1904 revival and to say thank you to the people of this nation. We are taking part in the 1904 centenary events in Cardiff's 04, the city celebration, a series of special events at the Cardiff International Arena to mark the centenary of the 1904 Welsh Revival. 100 years ago, the British branded the Homar tribe in northeast India as their worst headhunters. But in 1910, Welsh missionary Watkins Roberts brought a gospel of John to the Homars, changing the course of their history. Soon the British expelled Roberts from India. He returned home. His hopes and dreams were shattered, but little did he know what would come of the seed he had planted. Now, less than 100 years later, 98% of the Homar tribe, former headhunters, have become Christians. They total more than 1 million people. Glory to God. In 1971, God gave the Homar tribe members, and I can't hardly pronounce this, Rochunga and Mewil Pundite a dream to give a free copy of the New Testament to all the families of the world. And they've been trying to do that. Isn't it something you turn on TV and they're selling so much? But the Mormons will send you a Book of Mormon for nothing. Can you say amen? Because they're seriously committed to their cause. Listen to this. They have since sent more than 16 million copies of the New Testament, translated in the appropriate local language, to homes around the world. One couple inspired. Amen. Each year, a new group of children also come to America to say thank you for sending love halfway around the world to the people of India. And they come to tell about Christ and how His love has changed their part of the world and its people forever. Amen. And their musical performance entitled Headhunters to Heart Hunters. Can you say amen? Isn't that a good title? Headhunters to Heart Hunters is an original performance that tells the awe-inspiring story of the coming of Christianity to the Humar tribe. It's one of the most incredible and yet little known stories in modern missionary history. Amen. And they call it the India Children's Choir. But the India Children's Choir experience extends far beyond the edge of the stage. When the choir comes to visit, the children spend the night in the homes of the church members where they're going to sing. The performance is heartwarming, but the night these tiny missionaries spend in church members' homes is simply unforgettable. Praise God. Hallelujah. The head hunting stopped and the heart hunting began. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't it incredible what a revival spawned? A man, and God sent the man to a people, and who now a people are sending the gospel to the world. And that's in India. And the revival started. That Welch revival in 1904 spawned this mighty move of the Spirit of God. And I'd just like you to see some Humar headhunters descendants singing the praises of God tonight. Give you a missionary zeal. Praise God. Not the children, but these young men and women. Feel the love and the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Recognize that word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. From headhunters to heart hunters. Amen. Does that stir you a little bit tonight to know what God can do if true revival, authentic revival happens? Amen. What? How many lives can be changed and touched? Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to thank Brother Jimmy because you sent me an audio of the video that I've got right here. And it's real scratchy because this is an eyewitness account of people that were there in the Welsh revival. And I want you to see it tonight. It stirred me, Jimmy. It stirred my soul. I put it in my car stereo and went down the road, me and my wife listening to it. And I just wanted to see revival more. It just confirmed the reason I am the way that I am. Amen. Because that fire that these people are talking about has been burning in my heart all of these years. And I just can't not challenge. I just can't not seek change. I can't just let it go. Sean, hallelujah. I want to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I want to see the glory of God back in the church of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, but bear with the sound, but I believe you're going to get the gist of this because it will also have some words written so you can understand it. Praise the Lord. 1904. And the other revival from the Hesperides as comes on out of the Welsh revival. And by the way, I misspoke today. I usually speak more sometimes in my enthusiasm and I want to get it correct. But there was far more than 50 people at that constable's house. Amen. So you can see how many there were in this video. praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Can we replace that with this one? Continue with revival in the Hesperides. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Do you feel what I feel here tonight? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I mentioned this morning an epicenter. There's an earthquake. If there's a mighty shaking in the world, there's an epicenter for that shaking. Can you say amen? God is looking for somewhere. Amen. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward Him. Can you say amen? And hearts perfect toward God are going to be hearts that burn for revival. There's no two ways about that. Praise the Lord. Amen. This may be the one with the sound issue, but please listen and try to grasp what the Lord is saying and what the Lord is doing tonight. Praise the Lord. It may not be the one. If it isn't, I'll bring it. That's it. My witness account.
Were gripped by the fear of God. God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? The moment that happened in the bar, a power was let loose in Barbara that shook the whole of Louis. God stepped out.
Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down.
The city began to move among the people. And the minister writing about what happened on the following morning said this: you met God on Meadow and Moorland. You met Him in the homes of the people. God seemed to be everywhere. What was that? Revival! Revival! As an evangelist, not on the basis of human endeavor, but an awareness of God that gripped the whole community so much so that was stopped. I can remember once, within 24 hours, addressing a meeting, crowded churches. There was a dance in progress that night, and while this young man was praying in the aisle, the power of God moved into that dance, and the young people, over 100 of them, fled from the dance, and both seeing from a place, and they made for the church. Oh, I endeavored to get up into the pulpit. I found the way blocked with young people who had been at the dance. When I went into the pulpit, I found a young woman, a graduate of Aberdeen University, who was at the dance. And she's lying on the floor of the pulpit crying, is there mercy for me? Is there mercy for me? Is there mercy for me? God was at work.
Yes.
Well, that meeting continued until 4 o'clock in the morning. Mr. Campbell, there must be anything between 200 and 300 people at the police station. They're gathered there and some are on their knees. Now I can't understand this. Now he wasn't in the church, you see. But here a crowd of men and women from a neighboring village, 5 and 6 miles away, were so moved by God that they found themselves moving to the police station because the constable there was a God-fearing and well-saved man.
Yeah.
They were there.
And this young man begged of me to go along to the police station. And I went along. And I shall never, never forget what my ears heard and my eyes saw that morning. Young men were kneeling by the roadside. I think just now of a group of half a dozen. One of them under the influence of drink, and his old mother kneeling beside him and saying, "Oh, Willie, Willie, are you coming at last? Mr. Campbell, something wonderful has happened. Revival has broken out." And Willie today is the parish minister. And from the group of young men who taught the Lord that night, there are nine in the ministry. But the door and see the crowd and hear 11 o'clock, Matthew, 11 o'clock. And I went to the door and there must have been a congregation of between 600 and 700 people gathered round the church. And within a matter of minutes, the church was crowded at 11:45. Now, where did the people come from? How did they know that a meeting was in progress in the church? Well, I cannot tell you. But I know this from village and hamlet. The people came. When you to ask some of them today, what was it that moved you? They couldn't tell you. Only that they were moved by a power that they could not explain. And the power was such as to give them to understand and see that they were hell-deserving sinners. And of course, the only place they could think of where they might find help was at the church.
Yeah.
Now that is a fact that cannot be disputed. God was everywhere. And because of this awareness of God, the churches were crowded. Crowded. Through the day, right on through the night, to 5 and 6 o'clock in the morning. In revival, time does not exist. One of the mighty moments in the midst of this great visitation. You know that the drinking house was closed that night. Never been opened since. The men who used to drink there and spend the evening there are now praying in our prayer meeting. It is because they entered into the fullness. It is because the people of Lewis grasp that truth that we can say today we know practically nothing of backsliding from that gracious movement of years ago. My dear people, did your good folk understand what revival means? Have you a conception of what it means to see God working? The God of miracles. Sovereign, supernatural, moving in the midst of men and hundreds swept into the kingdom. Oh, that we might see it. That we might see it.
Oh, that thou would rend the heavens. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Before we pray tonight, closing, praise God. I want to play another version of the Welsh love song. It's known as the song of the Welsh revival, the earlier one in 1904. These revivals were not driven by gifted ministers. It doesn't mean that God will not confirm his word and people won't be healed, delivered, and set free. It means that's not what drives authentic revival.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
It was the love of God. And it was love for God, reciprocated, that caused that mighty move of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to listen again to the song that came out, the most requested song in the 1904 Welsh Revival. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's only about 2.5 minutes long, and we're going to pray for revival. Praise the Lord around this world and in this place and in our hearts tonight. Have you been moved by this? Would you like to continue this? It goes on and on. Oh, by the way, it jumps from the 1904 and the 1940s, and it jumps into the now in the 21st century. And when you see what God is doing in Holland, and you see what God is doing in Uganda right now, tonight as we stand here, I want to bring you that. I want you to see and get a sense of revival around the world, because the Holy Spirit's doing a quick work. Amen. And he'd like you to participate in what he's doing. He'd like me to participate in what he's doing. And it's no marvel to me that God is taking this little bitty church. And if a blind elderly lady, I don't use the word old lady because I'm getting to be an old man. Can you say amen? Amen. But if an elderly blind lady and an elderly crippled lady, and we'll bring you there, they're part of this. Praise God. They prayed until God moved. Praise the Lord. If they can do that and see God move, I believe we can do it. I got my two eyes and I'm not crippled. And they said they couldn't even come to church because of their conditions. And yet they banded together in prayer. Praise God. And God moved. Amen. Go, let's have the love song. Would you stand for this if you would? Let's have the love song of the Welsh Revival before we pray. Hallelujah. Bring that right up. It's love given and love reciprocated. Come together and make a circle here somehow to pray for revival tonight. Just to pray a simple prayer for revival tonight. When someone came to the Welsh Revival, they asked, where is it? Where is the revival? People want to know where the revival is. They asked the man who God had sent to just be part of it. He didn't start it. He didn't bring it. But he prayed for it. So God let him participate in it. He was speaking to Evan Roberts, and he didn't realize it. He was a young man. He said, take a piece of chalk. Draw a circle. Because he was standing on the sidewalk. Draw a circle. Put yourself in the middle of that circle and give everything that is in that circle to God. And you will find the Welsh revival. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 And I believe what brought the revival then will bring the revival now. I don't believe God has changed His stratagems, His tactics. But I do believe that what we have called revival looks nothing like this. Can you say amen? It looks nothing like this. Pinball machines in the bottom of a church to attract the youth is not revival. Because they don't have to leave the dance to get saved. They just continue the fun at church. And that is not. I don't care how many heads you crowd into the building and call it a youth group. That is not revival, Sister Youth. Sister Ruth. And listen, when the youth can't worship with us on Sunday morning because they're so detached from worship, amen, and so entertainment bound, there's something desperately wrong. Can you say amen? This is a revival where the hearts of the fathers turn to their children and the hearts of the children back to their fathers. Can you say amen? And worship isn't for old fogey adults. Worship is for everybody that is saved. Can you say amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray tonight. Amen. We've been challenged and we're going to continue to be challenged. I read names of places I don't know, but God knows where God is moving by His Spirit. Hallelujah. And why is God sending word from this little church? Because we preach a worthy Christ. Those that are suffering tonight, amen, when they hear a word from this ministry, amen, this ministry declares that Jesus is worth their suffering. Those that are sacrificing tonight are going to discover that the Jesus we preach is worth sacrificing for. Those that are being persecuted for their faith tonight are going to hear from this ministry, the Lord we serve is worth being persecuted to serve. Those that are imprisoned tonight for their faith are going to hear about a Jesus that is worth going to jail for. Amen. We do not preach a self-indulgent Christian message tonight. That's what's driving the so-called revival in America, which is no revival at all. It's a revival of paganism. It's a revival of materialism. It is not a revival of devotion to the one who died on the cross. Oh God, that thou would rend the heavens and come down again. The reason you were not moving is no man stirred himself up to lay hold on you. But behold, tonight, we and others are stirred to lay hold on you and to seek you till you come down and rain righteousness on us, oh God. Shalabaki sandababababa. Seek the Lord till He come down. Olabaha sandababa. Eshalababa. That's why I am like I am. That's why you don't get out on time. That's why the routine is broken. Because if we don't see it, our kids are going to bust hell wide open while playing pinball machines and video games at church. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Without a revival, the entertainment at church is not going to save your children or mine. Shalabaki sadabarosha. Lekalababahasandadababianda. Nekala, when they come out of church, you can't tell them from the world. Nikala, we are in desperate need of a revival in America, beginning in the Church of Jesus Christ. Oh Father, hallelujah, let us seek you till you come down. Isaiah said, oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let that be our prayer as we humble ourselves and repent and seek your face. Hallelujah. Lord, send the gospel to China. Send it to Nova Scotia, Canada. Send it to India. We preach a worthy Lord here. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Send it to South Africa. Send it to Uganda. Send it to the Netherlands. Hallelujah. 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 Send your word and heal them. Send your word and deliver them. Let's lift our hands and give him praise. Let's just give him praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why I am like I am. That's why I don't fit the mold. That's why this church stands different, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why time stops during the morning service. We're not on man's schedule anymore. We're on God's schedule. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 I've apologized for years, amen, for time in the Word. Apologized for years for the holy anointing that comes in these services. Apologized over and over again for spending time in the presence of Almighty God, because God's people are so shallow. Someone said the church in America is like a river that is 100 miles long and half an inch deep. Can you say, man, it looks like a lot of water till you find out it's so shallow. It's so very, very shallow. Can you say, man? Hallelujah. But I want my grandchildren saved. Father, Father, rend the heavens and come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seek him until he comes. Seek him until he comes. This is more important than a building. More important than a number count. Seek him till he comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not discouraged by this small number. This is an epicenter. This prayer is going to bring, amen, reverberation spiritually. The routine is broken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we welcome the Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Lord of the harvest, we welcome you here. Help us to be about our Father's business with fervent spirits, with hearts of flame and ablaze. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stir me. Stir me. Stir me. Oh God, stir me. Oh God in heaven. Stir me, oh God. Stir me, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we thank you for it tonight. We thank you for it tonight. We thank you for it tonight. Halamaki salaba. Neshalaba roshalaba. Nekalaba hasanda. Shelaba indi. Nunde de basiti under the bokuru. Neshalamano no tata da baro. Nekalaba hasiti. Shelaba roshalabata. Nekalaba hasiti. Neshalaba kita nanana. Neshalaba di under the bokusanda da bata. Shelaba kita. Nenda shalabokusala. Neto da roshala. Father, we praise you. We thank you. We love you tonight. We're stirred people tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Me koroshola babababosata. Ne kalabahasata. Hallelujah. Stir our homes, God. Our own homes. Our own hearts, Father. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Ula bakasata da mama. Mota da basata. Halabaki solaba. Nenda bresola bakita nanoko. Nenda de basedi anda da bakite. Ne kalabasatai. Hallelujah. 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 Presholo bokusata. We love you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. For letting us have a part, for counting us faithful enough to have a part. Hallelujah. In what you're doing right now. Father, we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Sunday nights for a while, till God says stop, we're going to dwell on revival. It's not going to be a normal service. It's going to be focused very clearly on revival. Amen. All the pins on that poster shows where God has taken the word from this little church. It is, and a pin doesn't represent a one-time hit. It means that that country or that nation, and this week other nations that are not on that map have come to our website. There, and some of them are downloading to iPods, MP3 players, some to the cell phone, Blackberries. That means they're going to take that word as a file. They're going to listen to it somewhere and probably take it and play it somewhere. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Why would God, of all the... why would he choose to let us participate? Amen. In something as grand and as great and as potentially life-changing as that. Amen. It's because the gospel that comes out of here is pure in the sense, amen, that there's no ulterior motive. This church personally isn't going to prosper because of that. I'm certainly not going to get a jet plane and a Mercedes. Can you say amen? There's no ulterior motive. I went to a church website. I told you this morning that it was a nice website, but if you $3 to download a sermon to hear the word of God from the website. Amen. You go to our website, it won't cost you a penny. They're still waiting for the hook. There's no hook. But, well, I told them on radio there is a hook too. Amen. If you listen to the gospel, the Holy Ghost is liable to get a hold of you. We got a disclaimer up there. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's so wonderful, and I'm so glad for what the Lord is doing. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Sunday night has been designated. Seek you till you come night. Everybody say, seek him till he come. Hallelujah. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. Hallelujah. On top of the mountains and cause the mountains to melt at your presence and melt down to the waters and cause the waters to boil. Can you say amen? Oh, that God would manifest himself again in the name of Jesus. And everyone said amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah.